Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There is no disputing the facts. There is no disputing the data. There is no disputing the evidence that the greatest risk to Americans is to seniors in long-term care facilities. And there is no greater example of that than Brighton Rehab. It's disgusting what happened there and what's happened there. More than 70 dead, more than 300 COVID cases, and no one gave a damn until it was too late. Just got off the phone. With a young man whose parents, both of them, are in the Brighton Rehab. In the long-term care facilities, the greatest risk to any American, right there. Folks 65 and older, this is where they're getting it. This is where they're dying. And in Brighton, at the Brighton Rehab, they ignored the warning signs. They ignored the rules in place, and people died. Finally, someone stepping up, laying the hammer down on Brighton Rehab and Wellness Center. In this lawsuit that I have right here in front of me, Brighton Rehab ignored all safety guidelines. As a result, people die. Pennsylvania Department of Health, for numerous regulatory violations that place residents in immediate jeopardy. Allegations include that the facility failed to make sure proper social distancing protocols, weren't tested. Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong, and people died, and they're in jeopardy today. Finally, someone standing up and saying, enough is enough. Rob Pierce with Rob Pierce and Associates filing litigation as we speak. Good morning, Rob. This is disgusting, isn't it?
It's terrible, Marty. I really wish I wasn't here talking to you today. While I suppose it's an honor to represent these families, this should have never happened. And, you know, we as a society are better than this. But unfortunately, places like Brighton, who are funded by the federal government, who take millions of dollars every year to protect the elderly and the sick, fail to do so. And I hate to say it, but I think they put profits over patients.
How did this go south? How did this happen? How were so many allowed to die, Rob, without anybody pulling the fire alarm and saying, stop the madness, people are dying? Why was this allowed to continue, my friend?
Ironically, this case really isn't about the COVID pandemic. What it's about is what happened before the pandemic. In the previous year, before the virus hit the United States, Brighton was cited on three separate occasions for failure to have infectious disease control procedures in place. And what happened when infectious disease came about? Within a matter of months, there were approximately 460 residents. By the springtime, over 300 of them were positive, over 70 were dead, and the reports over 100 staff members were positive. Within 3 or 4 months. And that just isn't acceptable.
Rob Pierce, are you representing 10 families, Rob? Tell us the details of what you're doing in this case, sir.
In this particular case that we just filed, we currently represent 5 living members, 3 of which are still at the facility itself. There are 10 deceased members that we represent, and we're currently investigating between 20 and 30 other victims. Unfortunately, the vast majority of those have passed away. So this is an ongoing problem that no one can bring back the lives lost, but each one of these family members wants to do something to prevent it from happening again. And we welcome the opportunity to try to make Brighton and facilities like this a better place and to make sure protocols are put in place so that people don't die like this ever again.
Hey, Rob, you know this end of the business more than anyone I've ever known. You deal with this. You've dealt with it since I've met you, and we're talking about almost 20 years now. Is this the worst case you've seen, sir?
It certainly ranks up there, Marty. You know, if you compare what happened in other facilities and nursing homes, it's not even close. Yes, it's a pandemic. Yes, we've lost over 200,000 people in the United States. But what your listeners have to remember is nursing homes and facilities like this are paid millions of dollars to put in protocols so infectious diseases will not spread. In this particular facility, Brighton chose to be understaffed. They chose to try to maximize the profit level. And when the pandemic occurred, literally about 85% of the cases in Beaver County were related to this one facility. And that makes no sense. There are other nursing home facilities that had very few incidents. They immediately isolated their patients when they were diagnosed positive. Brighton left people in rooms, didn't check on them. There's even reports that the National Guard, when they came in, when the governor or the National Guard in, the National Guard was changing light bulbs at the call help stations because the light bulbs were burned out. How in the world can this facility get millions of dollars from the federal government and light bulbs are burned out when patients are calling for help?
Hey, Rob, is it safe today? I just got off the phone with a guy whose parents are both in there, and he's still wary and skeptical. Would you put a loved one in there today, Rob?
I think the person you got the phone with is right to be skeptical. I tell anyone that calls us, you need to follow your gut and not trust what facilities are telling you right now. Make sure you try to get there. Now, not all facilities will let you in, right. And there's some good reason behind that. However, make sure you get a telephone call. Try to FaceTime. Try to speak with your loved one to figure out if what you're being told by the home is accurate. And Marty, I will say the vast majority, the overwhelming vast majority of the frontline workers are honest with families and will tell them what's going on.
Hey, Rob, okay, they screwed up at Brighton. The owners, they went for profit, as you're saying. But what about the state government? What about the federal government? Why the hell, when folks started dying by the dozens, man, why didn't they step in immediately, shut it down, move the patients, save lives? Why didn't they take immediate action, sir?
I think that's a question you're going to have to government officials, because I don't have a good answer as to why they didn't step in. When the government is responsible for administering funds and checking on facilities, they have to do so. And in this particular case, it did not happen soon enough.
Rob Pierce. Hey, Rob. So all things being equal, UPMC has long-term care facilities. They have 3,000 patients. They have one case. Brighton has under 500 patients and 300 cases. How does this disparity occur, sir?
Very simply, we believe that Brighton was understaffed. We believe that they weren't prepared for normal infectious disease. The Department of Health, for example, cited them because the hand washing stations, which are all over any hospital you go to, any doctor's office, didn't have soap, didn't have paper towels. They didn't have enough masks. They didn't have enough gowns and gloves. That's not what a medical facility is supposed to do. And when you look at all these facts and then you see how patients were cared for, when a patient that was positive was put in a room with a patient that was negative, it's inexcusable, but they had no idea how to stop the spread until literally everyone, according to them, was deemed positive because the rate was so high. And that's just not acceptable.
Rob Pierce, you're the best. I'm so glad you're taking on this lawsuit. Oftentimes, it takes a lawsuit for us to learn the truth, and I respect and admire what you're doing. Thank you, sir, for doing this today.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.